Thank you, Lord. Well, we appreciate everyone that's gathering in this morning. This is an exciting Sunday. Are you excited about today? Do you sense the Spirit of the Lord moving today? Now, God is in the house. Tell your neighbor, God's in the house. And tell him he's got something special for you. Hallelujah. Let's give him a praise this morning. We're going to pray over the message today. Father, thank you for the word of the Lord that you gave to your disciples at the Sermon on the Mount. And as we continue to study it today, we thank you, Lord, that it becomes revelation and it becomes life on the inside of us, God. Open our ears to hear what you're saying to us individually, and open our ears to hear what you are saying to the church and to this territory. Open up our hearts to receive from you, and open up our eyes, the eyes of our heart, that we might see you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll take our first slide, Aaron. All right. Where's the Heidi Baker quote? You have that on there? Do you remember the picture I sent you? We're doing a little. He will find that. While he's finding that, I'll go ahead and... read our text this morning. Did you see the title? You choose. The narrow gate... are the wide gate. And that's where we're at with our message today. So Matthew 7, 13 through 14 says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." So we're continuing our study from the Sermon on the Mount. And we've actually been in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and now we're in 7. And we started this summer. Does anyone remember when we started? I wanted to share a quote from Heidi Baker, and I'll see if I have it on here, if Aaron can't find it. Let me go back here. Did you find it, Aaron? Working on it. Okay. Laura and Aaron. Here it is. I sent it to you in a text. Do you want me to resend it to you? You've got it. Awesome. So since we're in suspense here, can you airdrop that to the computer and put it up? Awesome. I love Mac products. I'm not a Mac salesperson, but when you have Mac products, they communicate with each other. And if you have a photograph and you're sitting by the Mac there, you can just airdrop it and it comes right up on the screen. Makes it pretty convenient. So we'll wait for him to put that up there. But we've been working on the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes, and I hope that you are applying them to your life. All right. The Sermon on the Mount is God's formula for revival. The Beatitudes are his recipe for his kingdom to come and his will to be done on the earth as it is in heaven. So did you know God is getting us ready for revival? Amen. Our prayer has been from the time we planted this church that God's kingdom would come and his will would be done at River of Life in our lives on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. We are connectors of heaven and earth. And when I read this quote this week, I'm like, Lord, you're getting us ready for revival. You are preparing us, if we will follow your word, to be demonstrators of the kingdom of God. Does that excite you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, we'll go back to our text. And I want to talk to you for just a minute. These are not on your PowerPoint, so you might want to write them down. But the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. Tell your neighbor, it's a spiritual kingdom. In John 18:36, Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. Because if my kingdom was of this world, my servants would fight so that I would be delivered." But he said, "My kingdom's not from here." So our eyes, our understanding needs to be focused into, we are in a spiritual kingdom. Tell your neighbor, spiritual kingdom. All right, the word kingdom means the king's domain. Kingdom, the king's domain. It is where the king rules. Revelation 17:14, if you need a reference, we find out that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so what Jesus Christ says is what we live by as citizens of the kingdom. He establishes his own government. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. We're to obey the laws of the land unless they are opposite of what God's telling us to do. Because God is, he's sovereign. That's right, he is sovereign. And the scripture says he always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. So if we follow what Jesus Christ is saying, we will triumph. And did you know that in the Greek, that word, when you break it down, the word triumph actually means to play the trump card. God trumps over everything that man establishes. They can make their rules, they can make their laws, but God's law trumps that. And when we obey and follow God, he always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So something I want you to get a hold of today, just grab a hold of this, is from Luke 10:19. And the scripture says, "Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." So let's say this. Heavenly Father, thank you that you've given me all authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt me in Jesus' name. You see, when we're moving in the authority and the power of God, God's power always trumps what the enemy's trying to do. So our focus has to be on the greatness of God, not the problem that's going on in front of us. Amen? But in the greatness of God. So I'm really excited about October 31st. We don't celebrate Halloween, and I'm not excited about Halloween, but I am excited that Tuesday, October 31st, is the 500-year anniversary of Martin Luther nailing the 95 theses to the church door. Hallelujah! I'm excited about that because it started the church reformation. And so we have a lot to celebrate. And believe me, Martin Luther wasn't thinking about, oh no, it's October 31st. I can't do this on October 31st. But he boldly nailed the thesis to the church door in, and Angela, pronounce it, please. Wittenberg. You see, I pronounce it Wittenberg. My mom's maiden name is Wittenberg. And so when I said Wittenberg the other night when we were praying, she goes, oh, that's not how you say it. Because Angela's German, you know. And she speaks German. So we're glad to have the proper enunciation. But I want to share a word with you from Cindy Jacobs about the Reformation. We are in the Third Church Reformation, and some of you may not understand this topic, but God's going to grow you in it because God wants us to understand the time and the season that He has His church in, because His church is the ruling instrument in the earth. And this is what Cindy said: a new season of Reformation has begun. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ will love as Christ loved. Somebody say amen. Amen. We will stand for truth as it is written in the Word of God, the Bible, and in so doing will shift our countries toward righteousness and justice in our homes, churches, areas of a government, authority, in the marketplace, financial arena and business, in educational systems and schools, in arts and entertainment, and in the medium. As we carry forth His gospel, we will see the prayer of Jesus made manifest, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So there is a church reformation going on. The church is awakening to the understanding of the kingdom of God. And we have shifted from our mindset of just come, Lord Jesus. I want to get out of here. I want to fly away with you. I want to escape with you. I'm just going to sit here and pray till Jesus comes. Well, we are going to pray till Jesus comes. But God has work for us to do. He wants us to be about our Father's business. And God is sending out and dispersing His church into the marketplace. Now, for as long as I can remember, Christian International has ordained marketplace ministers. Not everyone is called to minister in the church, but everybody is called to minister. Tell your neighbor you're a minister. We're all called to minister. Wherever we're at, that's our pulpit or our podium from which we share with people the good news of the gospel of the kingdom of Jesus Christ. I'm happy about the kingdom. Hallelujah. So the Lord was teaching about the kingdom of God in this passage that we're looking at this morning. And He was sharing with His disciples how to enter in there. And He said there was we enter in by the narrow gate. And then there is a wide gate that leads to destruction. So the entrance into the kingdom of God, we found out as we studied the Beatitudes, means we live a disciplined life. Is that right? It's a narrow way. It's a pathway of denial. Jesus said in Matthew 16:24, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. So the entrance into what leads to destruction is wide. It's the area that the world traffics in. It is a wide way. It's a destructive way. It's an easy way. It's do whatever you want way. It's have it your way. You can believe what you want to believe. You can do what you want to do. Now, our responsibility as the church, tell your neighbor you have a responsibility. In Ephesians 5:11, it says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Well, if we're going to expose something, then we're not going to keep quiet about it. We're not going to act like it's not happening. Is that right? It says, expose it. And that comes right into alignment with the purpose of Jesus Christ, because he said in 1 John 3:8, he said, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. That's the whole reason Jesus came. Was to expose him, to destroy him, to put him under his feet, and to bring forth the church to carry on his work in the earth. We carry on that work. Hallelujah. So much to teach this morning. Thank you, Lord. Do you remember the passage when Jesus was talking to his disciples? It's in Matthew. And he was saying, who do you say that I am? Do you remember that passage? Most of you remember that passage. Jesus was asking his disciples, who do you say that I am? And they had their answers. But Peter was the one that said, thou art the Christ. And he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And do you remember what Jesus said to him? He said, the Father has revealed this to you. So Peter had an understanding and a revelation of who Jesus Christ is. And then Jesus goes on and he said, Peter, you are the rock. Actually not what he said in my translation, but I've read that in another one. It says, and also I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Now there are denominations that take that Peter is the rock of the church. But the rock that Jesus Christ builds upon is the rock of revelation. It is knowing Jesus Christ, and it is knowing his will. And when we know Jesus Christ and we know his will, that's revelation to us. And we take the will of God, the word of the Lord in our life, and we use it to destroy the works of the enemy. In that passage in Matthew, it goes on and says, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ, because it's built on the revelation of who God is. And it's a continuing revelation. He continues to reveal his will in our life. Is that right, Janice? He's like, talk to you more than once, right, about what you're supposed to do in your life. It's not a one-time deal. Tell your neighbor it's not a one-time deal. God is growing us. It's progressive. We continue to move in what the Lord is telling us to do. And it's the same way we are the church. And upon the rock of revelation, God continues to build the church of River of Life and all of you lively stones that are in it. Is that right? We're lively stones. Woo! Yeah, some are more lively than others. We are lively stones, and God is working in us to give us revelation. Are you with me? He's given us all authority over all the power of the enemy. Now we get that authority from the scripture, and we also get that authority from his revelation. A right now word, a rhema word. Have you ever heard that term? A rhema word. It's a right now word for what God wants us to do. Hallelujah. So when we planted our church, we planted our church in a theater downtown Elkhart called the Cinema One Theater. And when God sent us into that territory, sent us, ordained by Bishop Hammond, an apostle and a prophet, to go into the territory. Apostles and prophets go into territories, and God gives us an anointing to drive the enemy out. This is all scripture. This is how God uses apostles and prophets. Apostles are sent ones. They lay foundations. They have revelation for the church, what is needed. The prophets have vision. They root up. They tear down. They pull out. You know, first God gave apostles and prophets, and then teachers, and then the working of miracles. Is that right? Okay, so we have in our culture gotten so focused on pastor, 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 pastor. Well, you'll have a wonderful church with a pastor, but you're not going to have a church that is a church that is changing territories, changing cities, seeing people delivered. We need to recognize the apostolic prophetic anointing that is on this ministry. It's our DNA. So you're involved in something that goes far more than a pastoral flock. Because we will constantly be prodding you to grow. We will constantly be encouraging you to use your gifts to take authority over the enemy when he comes into your life. You can call me, but I'm going to pray with you to teach you how to pray. So when you're in that situation again, you don't have to call anybody but Jesus. You see, apostolic prophetic churches expect you to grow up and learn how to use the word of the Lord for yourself. It doesn't mean we're disconnected or isolated. We're very much together in the battle that is going on. How many have a battle going on in your life? You see, the enemy will try to keep you stuck somewhere. And you need that apostolic prophetic anointing to blast you and break you out of that. The Lord gave the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to perfect the saints. To teach the saints how to do the work of the ministry. I was in a meeting this last week with a couple of people. I've been invited to serve on a board, honored to be on the board. But they wanted to know, they wanted a pastor on the board. I'm not so sure they knew exactly what they're getting into. Hallelujah. I didn't say I'm an apostle. But anyway, they asked me what my concept of church was. And I said, I see the church as a training center. We do come together and learn how to worship. We do come together and learn God's word. But the biggest thing the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are to do is to equip the saints for the work of the ministry so they can continue to do what we're doing out in the marketplace, in their homes, and with everybody they meet. Do we have that, church? Do you catch that? That's who we are. That's our DNA. Teaching, training, and equipping. To us, we started that back in 93 when we first started teaching classes on spiritual warfare and worshiping God, that face-to-face worship with God. To us, it is just Isn't that Bible? But people are still grasping this idea of why they are Christians, and praise God they are, but the church is a training center. Our greatest ministry also will be to our family, and it will be our most challenging ministry. It's the ministry you're going to want to run from. Hallelujah. You can look at your family and say, I love you. But God wants to move in our families. And so we have to learn how to exercise the Word of God so that we can move. Amen? And as a church, we exercise the Word of God together to break the power of the demonic off of our life. All right. Do you believe there is a demonic realm? There are powers of darkness. We were all saved out of the powers of darkness. And we have on an armor of light. And we are in the kingdom of light. And we are called to be light in the darkness. So I'm really excited about our Wild West Fest. Because that night we're gathering together to celebrate the nailing of the 95 Theses, which took the church into Reformation, knowing that we are in the third church Reformation. We're in the kingdom of God Reformation. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And we are going to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are a light in our community. We make an impact into our community, not by hiding from and backing down from what the enemy is doing, but charging full force ahead with the Spirit of the Lord and the armor of the Lord and the Word of the Lord. So Prophetess Vanessa, she had it in her heart while West Fest was to be on October 31st. And you know, when she left, we changed it to different dates. You know that? We did it in the summer instead of around the 31st. So the sheriff's back in town, hallelujah. And she had the word of the Lord that it's October 31st. She goes, oh no, we're doing it October 31st. Well, usually we in the past, we had done it close to that date, but not right on that date, because we were trying to make it convenient for everybody. And God said, sometimes you have to inconvenience yourself. He was not concerned about inconveniencing himself for us. So October 31st, we will be here, providing a place for our community to come, a safe place. We are salt and we are light and we are excited that we can share the gospel. Now, April let me know that she usually has 250 to 300 kids come to her house, and she'd like to stay home because she always gives them something related to the scripture, tells every single one of them that God loves them and blesses them as they come to her door. You see, if we back up because it's October 31st, and the world, who is in the broad destructive gate, is celebrating Halloween. If we back up and shut up, the devil is so happy. So who do we serve? Jesus said, serve this day, choose this day. Who are you going to serve? We got to choose which route are we going to take. We don't have to be afraid of the works of the enemy. Back to planting our church downtown Elkhart. Downtown Elkhart in 1996 was pretty gloomy down there. There were several empty buildings. Things were run down. We bought the Cinnamon Theater, which had been an X-rated movie theater. there was a satanic bookstore down the street, a block away, where the Satanists gathered. They did parades up and down the streets. They did their prayer walking, releasing their curses, incantations, and they thought they were taking the territory. A few doors up from them was the New Journey bookstore, a New Age bookstore. Across the street on the corner from us was a Wicca Witch. It was a Wicca Witch bookstore down underground. A little ways from there was another New Age bookstore. And then going on down the other side of the street was a virtual reality store. And so we had all of this going on. Well, to be honest, when we bought the theater, I didn't even notice. You know, God gets you to say yes to stuff. And then he begins to show you what it's really all about. And it didn't happen overnight, but this was the strategy the Lord gave me. We're going to read Deuteronomy 18, 12 through 15. When you come into the land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not learn to follow the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an to the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you. You shall remain blameless before the Lord your God. For these nations which you will depossess listen to soothsayers and diviners. But as for you, the Lord your God has not appointed such for you. And this was the strategy that the Lord gave to us. Now, our church teaches deliverance. People can be influenced by demonic spirits. And God said, none of us. We took every single person that came through our doors through deliverance. It didn't matter where you came from or what you had done. Or we did congregational deliverance. Because we do not want to be connected to any of these spirits. Knowing or unknowingly, you can get hooked in. Come on, I see some things that you play on Facebook that are prophesying to you your destiny, that it's not true. Why do we even entangle ourselves into that and allow that to come into our mind? I believe that that is not God's will for our life. You are wasting precious time playing and engaging in that. There is a connection that goes far beyond. You are looking into a dark glass. When you are on your computer, your iPhone, your iPad, whatever you're on, you're looking into a mirrored glass. You got to be careful. Use your wisdom before you connect with any of that on Facebook or on any other parts of the web. The web is being used to mind program people. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I have studied psychology. I have a PhD. I know what mind programming can do to you. I've worked with people who have been mind programmed from the occult, from the satanic occult. And there is a process of undoing the mind programming that comes in. Now, they were forced to do it by rituals. You're doing it willingly. Do you see how the devil will use his devices to deceive the church and pull us into his world? And there's a hook. There's a hook. It hooks you in. And it begins to work in your soul. God does not want us connected to any of that. If we are going to be effective in the territory, then God will give us strategy. I put these scriptures right out front in our marquee, where everybody that walked by could read them. And one of the members of our church came to me and they said, "People are going to get mad at you that own these businesses down here." I said, "I didn't say it. God said it." They can be upset with God as they read through the scripture, because the scripture judges us. The scripture is sharp and it's powerful, and it cuts right in between the soul and the spirit and begins to cut off what needs to be cut off. And so it didn't happen overnight. But we saw God move on our behalf. We did Friday night School of the Holy Spirit every Friday night. Every Friday night. And there was a big crowd, more people than are sitting here. Because people are hungry for spiritual things. The world is looking for spiritual answers. The church had better have them. We have dream interpretation. We can hear the word of the Lord. You don't have to go to a fortune teller. You can get the word of the Lord from the people of God. The scripture says we should all be able to prophesy. So we prayed. Of course, we prayed. We prayer walked. We did all of that. And one night at School of the Holy Spirit, I got a word of knowledge that we should stand up, point the direction of the Satanist bookstore, and decree that their finances would dry up. And that's what we did, in agreement, as one, as the Church of Jesus Christ. We began to legislate from the heavenlies the will of God into the earth for their finances to dry up. Connecting heaven to earth, the word of God, the revelation. Do you get it? Do you understand it? Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
And so it didn't happen overnight, but it was probably within about 3 months that on my way to work, I saw them carrying boxes out of their store, loading up trucks. And I went down to the pizza store, because the guy that owned the pizza store, I can't remember his name, owned that building. And I said, "Hey, I see your tenants are moving out." I said, "What happened?" He said, "Their finances dried up." Exactly the word of the Lord that we decreed. Now, you see, we could have just backed up and cowered and not took on the battle, because God will let you decide. But God called us to depossess the enemy. And one by one, we tell the story about going out at night and prayer walking around the buildings. And Apostle Leonard had a big tank of garden tank, you know, garden sprayer of oil we had anointed. And he was spraying all those buildings. We walked around praying in tongues, hallelujah, like the walls of Jericho. Just let them come down. And one by one, we saw those stores close. And then we prayed for businesses to come in. And they did. And you know, Elkhart was totally revitalized. And when we moved to this side of town, Mayor Dave Miller came and he gave us keys to the city. And he said that we had been moved to this side of town because this side of town needed the anointing that is upon the River of Life Church. And we have seen major changes. The old Kroger got tore down. The old Pierre Moran got tore down. New buildings are up. I think we need to be more active, church, to pray for those empty buildings to be filled with businesses, that this side of the city comes alive. And we sold this property out here to Walgreens and was able to build the student center. That's a miracle all in itself. Walgreens paid for our new addition. Everything for selling a small plot of land to them. So, I mean, God has blessed us above and beyond what we can even imagine. But it's only because we're obedient to the word of the Lord. And so I want to encourage you, get out here on Tuesday night. We need to have our armor on. We need to be praying that everyone that comes through those doors will be touched by the love of God and will have an opportunity to receive salvation. We are salt and light in the world. We are called to make a difference. And so I encourage you, if you didn't sign up, please sign up. We have a lot of children that are signed up, and I'm saying, where are the adults? Because the adults are the ones that need to be here and be praying and watching over. Don't just send your kids. Come with them and be a part of what we are doing, because we are pushing back the powers of darkness. We are depossessing. What a black eye for the enemy. To offer salvation and prayer and prophecy on the night that he claims is his. And I just want to encourage you, if you study the history of Halloween, a lot of what you've heard and a lot of what you've been taught probably isn't even true. When you start to really study the history of Halloween. But we do not celebrate death. We celebrate life. Jesus came to give us life, and life more abundantly, and that is what we have to give away. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. You see, we can give life to those who are hurting, life to those who are grieving, life to those who feel like they can't go on any longer. We have the answer. Tell your neighbor, you're the answer. You are the answer. We are his hands. We are his feet. We are his mouthpiece. And we have got to start being the church. This is the third church reformation. The church is awakening into its understanding of the power and authority. We are about our Father's business. And when you take care of the Father's business, he takes care of your business. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's just pray this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I praise you and I thank you for your presence today. Lord, I just thank you, God, as we come before you this morning, Lord. Any occultic connection that we have in our mind and our soul, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us for connecting. And we ask you, Lord, to break that connection. Take the sword of the Spirit dipped in the blood of Jesus and cut us free from any demonic stronghold in Jesus' name. Cleanse us, Lord, with the blood of Jesus, and connect us, God, to your Holy Spirit, to your life, to your truth, that it flow into our innermost being. God, set us free today. Set us free, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you, God, for removing any cloak of darkness that has come over our minds. Remove the cloak of darkness. I break the power of a spirit of death off of this people in Jesus' name. I bind you, spirit of death, and I command you out of here in Jesus' name. Fear and unbelief, I break your power by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I command you out of here, out of the people's hearts and minds. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, every spirit of witchcraft that we've participated in, witchcraft is a work of the flesh. Come on, and some of you know how to work it. We can come into agreement with witchcraft very quickly by trying to get our way. Father, we break the power of a spirit of witchcraft by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We cast it out. In Jesus' name, to where you would send it. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for the cleansing. Thank you, Lord, for your cleansing. Father, we break every generational curse connected to the occults, witchcraft, witch doctors, medicine doctors. We break its power by the power of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you that you became a curse for us upon the cross. We appropriate what you did today, right here, right now. We break the power of generational curses connected with the dark realm. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I hear the Lord saying, freedom is our portion if we will receive it today. Freedom. He destroyed the works of the enemy so that we could be free. So that we could walk in freedom and walk in truth. He destroyed the work of the enemy. And he's given us authority to trample on. Come on. The enemy is under our feet. To trample on scorpions. To trample on the demonic powers. We have authority. Father, I pray right now that boldness comes into our heart. Boldness in Jesus' name. Boldness and confidence in you. Boldness, God, in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not any power that is within ourselves, but the power that you've given us, God. Power to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captive free, to preach and proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God. Father, I thank you for the boldness. The boldness. Let boldness arise. Let boldness come forth. The boldness and the fire of the Holy Spirit be inside of us, Lord, as a church of Jesus Christ to push back and depossess the works of the enemy in our lives and in this territory. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. She come a sita da 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 ba shoko no no ma sita. He la 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 ba sita. Shoko ma sata. Si la 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 ba sita. Shakama sita da 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 ba shoko soto. Kiyama sata. Shalala la 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 ba siana. Thank you, Lord. The Spirit of the Lord says, I'm breaking forth on your behalf. I'm breaking through in your situation. I am the God of the breakthrough, and I will show myself strong in your life. Rise up, O my church, and go forward as the army of the Lord to possess the kingdom of God in the earth. Thank you, Lord.